Welcome back. We know that the Lord will bless you richly in today's episode of Rapture Watch. Yeah, well, welcome once again, sir. We know you're a contender for the faith.
Sure.
You've been doing it for so long. And sure. As long as you still have...
That is what the Bible says we should do. Amen. Contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints.
Hallelujah.
That has been messed up to what we are seeing now today.
Amen. And on our last episode, in this, your contending for the faith, you answered or you gave the biblical truth concerning some teachings that are making waves in the social media today, especially from Dr. Abel Damina.
It's not only Dr. Abel Damina. We use this same channel since they preach, you know, using the social media, using the television, and reaching out. God has also given his voice also to allow people listen to us and listen to them. And then weigh whatever we are saying against the background of truth. And you will know where to stand.
Amen.
Always remember, Bride of Jesus Christ worldwide, always remember that there are two spirits in operation. The spirit of truth and the spirit of error. And these spirits are using men. These spirits are using men. The spirit of truth is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It's using men to preach the gospel. The spirit of error is also using men. And it is Satan. And that is why Apostle Paul said there is another gospel. If there's another gospel, then there is an original gospel. So why will you follow another gospel? You see, that is why the Bible said that we should remove not in the Old Testament
the ancient landmarks. Hallelujah.
Wherein thy father have set.
Amen.
If you removed it, you are setting another standard. You know, we will not reach the destination.
That's true.
So, those of you listening to me, I may be rude in speech, like Apostle Paul said, but yes, not sir. In knowledge.
Hallelujah.
I may be saying it the way I'm saying it, please. Don't look at how I am saying it, but look at what I am saying.
Amen.
You know, and then put it together. Remember that Satan is a contender against truth. He's a perverter. That's why it is another gospel. So we'll show you where he is perverting. I will forever thank God that he has given me opportunity using this channel.
Hallelujah.
To reply these people. And many of them know. They are careful because as you have audience, so have I also. Many of them know that if they talk nonsense, there will be people like us that will reply them.
That's contenders. Amen. Yes. Thank you so much, sir. In our previous episode on this topic, you taught us that the oil signifies the spirit of revelation.
Sure.
And you said only the anointing will not do. We need the Holy Ghost, the spirit of revelation.
Definitely.
I said, we asked you, how can we trim our lamps? Or what does the trimming of lamp mean? You said, trimming your lamp means aligning your revelation properly with the word of God.
Thank you. They're very good students. Fire out.
You said also, which is something very important, that every stage of the restoration from Luther, quoting Mark 4, 26 to 29, the four stages, you said every stage of the restoration produces either the foolish virgins, foolish virgins and the wise virgins.
Perfect.
And when we asked you, who are the foolish virgins? Let me ask you again, sir. Who are the foolish virgins?
Those who will not move when the Spirit of God is moving.
Those who will not move.
Those who put a full step to revelation. Those who refuse any further light to the knowledge of the mystery of redemption. When the light is moving, the light of revelation is moving, they refuse to move. You are foolish.
Wow.
Because you are left behind.
Amen. And you said that the response to the shout is the trimming of the lamp.
Thank you.
Okay. But there was something I noted, something very, very, very... I'm re-echoing these things the pastor said for those that did not watch or listen to the first volume of this topic, Please visit our archives and download it. It will richly bless you. Part one, trimming of the lamp, part one. You said in trimming of our lamps, the trimming of the lamp starts with hunger, sincerity, then studying.
Thank you.
It was a serious key. I had to jot that down. And you also said that oratory ability is not evidence of communication of truth.
No.
So we should not see all the grammar they're speaking. And
you pick all those nuggets. Thank God for you. Yes.
Okay. The and then you answered based on the videos we
now
showed.
Now somebody is having oratory gift.
Yes, sir.
Of course, Satan has oratory gifts.
Subtle.
Because the Bible says it's subtle.
Yeah.
You know, the Bible mentioned this four people with feigned words.
Mm.
What is feigned words? Crafty words.
Mm.
They will make merchandise. You had one of those preachers, these people speaking this, he said that he had the ability to collect money from Satan on the street.
Mm.
You know, in his gospel for prosperity.
Mm.
I am the Baba for prosperity. You all know me. I can collect money from Satan. If Satan appears, I can collect money from him.
So, what is it? Was it an anointing? No, it was, you know,
an oratory ability.
Mm. Yes.
Thank you so much, sir. So, that's a little background our pastor laid in the first episode. But today, we still have further videos. We showed some videos and you answered, or you brought us back to the Bible. Let me not say you answered because there were no questions. You pointed the bride to the Bible. And today, we have some other videos also for you to respond to. You know, the first is concerning 666.
And let me add here,
yes, sir,
for because I know that Herbert Damina will listen to me. Just as he knows by now that I'm listening to him. You know, and it's not only Herbert Damina, but anybody at all as a preacher. And I've always said something, that what you believe must be tested. You know, in public domain, you know, must be challenged. If it is not challengeable, then it is worthless. If your doctrine, you cannot defend it, then you have no reason to go and preach. And it's not war. It is all but expression of freedom, exercise of freedom of speech. Now, but why not just say, "Yo, why are you replying him?" I'm replying him because not only him, but their type. Because my followers are also listening to him, and he's telling them contrary to what I am telling my people. So naturally, they will come back with questions to me. So I use this opportunity, therefore, to let them know the truth. Nothing more. I've nothing personal against Herbert Damina. We are not politicians. And nobody will take anybody's position when we go to heaven.
Amen.
We will only be rewarded for our faithfulness and for what we did with the ministry God has given us. Please, let it be known by the followers of Herbert Damina that I have nothing personal against him. We are only doing escapology. We are only trying to let the world know our understanding.
Hallelujah.
And if you are going to let the people know your understanding, then it has to be tested against another understanding.
Amen.
So you have to knock it off, because everything we preach, we are knocking off something or establishing something.
Mm.
So please, I better let the whole world know that. And if I know that you are saying something wrong, I should correct it. You may be sincere to hear from me and repent. I know a lot of preachers that have had our teachings and trimmed their lamps.
Hallelujah.
Corrected a lot of things. Some of them come here, water baptism, correct their water baptism, and go back and rebaptize the whole church. Hundreds of members. And a lot of people call us to thank us. They are understanding this mystery of redemption more now.
Amen.
A lot of people thought they have the Holy Ghost until they heard us telling them what the Holy Ghost is.
Amen.
A lot of people thought they were praying when they would just begin to, I don't know, things like that. I went somewhere today, somebody is sick, and people gather to intercede for the man that is sick. And what I observed was that they gathered there, they were praying, and all they were saying, and I look, I say, you see, somebody told them that that is prayers. Now they are not praying. That man is sick, and they are not praying. You see? So many have had our teachings on how to pray.
That's right.
That's helped their prayer life.
Amen.
Many have escaped from being duped by some of these false teachers that teach that all of your income in the month of January should be taken to the pastor. You know, and when they now see what the Bible says concerning the first fruit, many of them have been delivered from such a fraud.
That's right.
It's fraud because the people teaching, they know. They just see it as an avenue to have more income, that's all, into their pockets. Many more things, many more things we've tried to correct. You know, preachers bringing comedians into the church to make jest of the gruesome death of our Lord Jesus Christ. The name that we know what he went through to inherit that name, to get that name, to be given that name. Then they will come and they sit down and make caricature that bring a comedian. All those who have now corrected this nonsense of celebrating Saint Valentine, when they hear or teach Valentine or Jesus, who is the man? The man that showed the greatest love on earth.
It's the Lord Jesus. Amen.
His death gave me life.
Amen.
That's the only one that should be celebrated.
Hallelujah.
Many of them didn't even know what they were doing. And all this, many of them that sell, you know, Catholics were selling indulgences in those days. Now, pastors these days, especially those who claim to be prophets, are selling oil, selling orange, selling apple, selling t-shirts, selling water, sell. Some even have created a pool. Many of them have denounced that error. Those who are sincere. While those who are not sincere are getting angry and angry and angry. You know. Instead of you to correct yourself, you are getting angry at me. I thank God. I will never keep quiet. And God will never allow you to kill me because it is an agenda of God.
Amen.
Say your own counter with the truth.
Hallelujah.
And truth will always prevail anyway.
Amen.
So I always thank God for all those who are sponsoring this TV station.
That's right.
I'm telling you, you don't know the effect what you're, you know, getting through. Look at people teachings that we corrected, like say if you marry more than one wife, you should drive one away before you came to Christ. Drive one who another you're in Christ. All those teachings are wrong. Scattering families.
That's right.
That's wrong. Very, very wrong. And all such teachings, you know, water baptism, the Godhead, and even the coming of the Lord, how he will come, contrary to all those themes that we are seeing and those teachings, confusion taking place on that day. We let the people know that.
Amen. You know.
I will let the people know what is the true holiness, what is true righteousness, you know, what is even grace. A lot of people don't know, so that together people are having a right bearing.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. In essence, the bride has a voice.
Oh, yes. In fact, we were supposed to give this television station the bride's voice. You know, but it's okay. We are bride television.
Hallelujah. Thank you so very much, sir.
Thank you.
First on our list of teachings by some men of God, in particular, Dr. Abel Damina, is concerning the 666. So we'll play the video, allow you and the Bride of Christ to hear him for yourself, okay, and then help us do justice by the Holy Script. So let's have Dr. Abel Damina. 666 is a teaching, and the Antichrist is not a person.
Whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Glory to God. Whosoever. And that's why the spirit of the Antichrist rejects the humanity of Jesus or the deity of Jesus. Any teaching that says Jesus is not a man, that teaching is Antichrist. And any teaching that says Jesus is not God, that teaching is Antichrist. So Antichrist is not a person. Antichrist is a teaching that denies the humanity and the deity of Jesus. That teaching is what John the Revelator in his revelation saw as symbolic 666. 666 is not a number. It's a mode of communicating that Antichrist is a teaching. And that's why John said, Antichrist is even with us now. So Antichrist was with them 2,000 years ago. And it is still here now. It's a teaching. Stop waiting for a man. It is a teaching that denies the humanity of Jesus or the deity of Jesus. I have a 6-hour teaching on that. The Bible truth about the Antichrist.
Wow, this is very interesting. Antichrist is not a person. It is a teaching that denies the humanity and deity of Jesus. Mm. 666 is not a number. It is a mode of communicating. Mm. What says thou, Pastor Moses?
I don't know how Dr. Abel Damina, I don't know how he really understands the scriptures. Mm. I don't know. But I disagree with him.
Amen.
The scripture is quoting is 1 John chapter 2.
Mm. Yes, sir.
From verse 18.
Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists.
What, you have heard that what?
Antichrist shall come.
Is he saying here that a teaching will come?
No.
Antichrist
shall
come. He said, even now
are there many Antichrists.
Uh-huh.
Whereby we know that it is the last time.
That it is the last time. Now, let's get it first, because John was quoting.
Mm.
Ye have heard that Antichrist shall come. Where do we prove that? Who said Antichrist, shall come? Let's take a few scriptures.
Mm. Yes, sir.
John chapter 5.
Hallelujah.
Verse 43.
John 5:43 says, I am come in my Father's name.
Again.
I am come in my Father's name.
Uh-huh.
And ye receive me not.
You receive me not.
If another shall come in his own name,
uh-huh,
him ye will receive.
So when Apostle John is saying, you have heard the Antichrist shall come, he's coming in his own authority, in his own name.
Yes, sir.
Them he will receive. Hmm. Them they will receive. Who was he talking to?
Jews.
He was talking to the Jews.
Yes, sir.
Now, when is he coming?
Hmm.
When is he coming? It's in Daniel chapter 9.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 26.
And after 62 weeks,
yes,
shall Messiah be cut off.
Yes.
But not for himself.
Uh-huh.
And the people of the prince that shall come,
uh-huh,
shall destroy the city and the sanctuary.
Uh-huh.
And the end thereof shall be with a flood.
Uh-huh.
And unto the end of the world, desolations shall be
determined. Now that prince that shall come, verse 27.
And he shall confirm the covenant.
That prince that shall come. He will confirm a covenant
with many for 1 week.
And what will happen?
And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease.
Uh-huh.
And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation. And that determined shall
is
be.
Is he not a man that is coming?
A man, sir. Priest.
It's a priest that shall come.
Small letter.
It
priest.
Is the Antichrist. Hallelujah. That shall come.
Amen and amen.
Apostle Paul, different from Apostle John.
Mm.
2 Thessalonians.
Hallelujah.
Chapter 2.
Yes, sir.
Let's even read it from verse 3.
Okay. Let no man deceive you by any means.
Concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, verse 3. Yes.
For that day shall not come.
The coming of the Lord, that day of the coming of the Lord shall not come.
Except there come a falling away first. And that man of sin.
Why are you saying that the Antichrist is not a man? That man of sin
be revealed. Uh-huh. The son of perdition.
Now, here is the scripture.
Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called
God. Is that teaching?
At all.
Uh-huh.
Or that is worshipped.
Uh-huh.
So that he as God seated in the temple of God.
He is a man.
A man, sir. Seated in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
That he is God. And what does Revelation 13 say? What does Revelation 13 say? From verse 11.
And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon.
Watch it. He.
And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him.
Uh-huh.
And caused the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast,
uh-huh,
whose deadly wound was healed.
Yes.
And he doeth great wonders, so that he make fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men.
Uh-huh.
And he deceived them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast,
uh-huh,
saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast,
uh-huh,
which had the wound by a sword and did live.
Uh-huh.
And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast,
yes,
that the image of the beast should both speak, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed.
Uh-huh.
And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond,
uh-huh,
to receive a mark in their right hand.
In their right hand.
Or in their foreheads. And that no man might buy or sell.
Uh-huh.
Save he that had the mark or the name of the beast,
uh-huh,
or the number of his name.
Again.
And that no man might buy or sell. Save he that had the mark.
The mark.
Or the name
or the
of
name,
the beast. Or the number of his
or
name.
Or the number of the name of the beast.
That's right.
And verse 18.
Here
is wisdom.
Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast.
Uh-huh.
For it is the number of a man.
A man.
And his number is 600.
It is the number of a man. The Antichrist is a man that will come to try to rule the whole world. This is where Abel Damina may be making a mistake. 1 John again, chapter 2. In his attempt to read the scripture intellectually, if you read this place intellectually, then you'll understand why he went off in his understanding of the Antichrist. From verse 18 again.
Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come,
yes,
even now are there many Antichrists,
uh-huh,
whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us.
Mm-hmm.
For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us.
Now, listen. Okay, verse 20.
But ye have an unction from the Holy One, uh-huh, and ye know all things.
Now, listen here. When he said they were with us, that means they were ministers, preachers, believers, disciples supposedly,
hallelujah,
that we are with them, the other apostles of Jesus Christ. But after some time, they left. What were they doing? They left to begin to teach another gospel. Now, anything anti-truth is anti-Christ. And it will take, because the Antichrist is first a spirit before he incarnates a man. to use him. So remember that, like serpent, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, he said that the same way that serpent deceived Eve with his subtlety.
Yes, sir.
So also our minds
should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
That is in Christ. It's the same modus operandi, the same way they operate, the same style. That is what he's telling them, the spirit behind them. Now he said, Antichrist shall come, but Antichrist, they're already here. The identification is they teach different from what
the apostles
were teaching. That's in right. Verse 23.
But he that denies
in fact,
that Jesus
continue from verse 21. Let's finish that place.
All right. 1 John 2:21.
Yes.
I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar?
Now, who is a liar?
But he that denied that Jesus is the Christ, he is Antichrist, that denied the Father and the Son.
Good.
Whosoever denied the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledged the Son hath the Father also.
Now, so that was the doctrine at that time. Because that was the exciting revelation at that time. Is the revelation that the Father himself revealed to Peter. Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, man didn't reveal this to you. Flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. And some people are going out who were with them and saying that, you know, it is not, Jesus is not the Christ. It's not the Messiah they were expecting. For whatever reason they gave. But the spirit that was, you know, leading them to say all that is the Antichrist spirit, anti the word, anti the truth, against the truth. You see? So maybe that is what is confusing
Dr. Abel Damina.
There are two mysteries. The mystery of godliness.
Hallelujah.
And the mystery of iniquity.
Amen.
And they culminate into godliness, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16.
1 Timothy 3:16.
Yes.
And without controversy,
yes,
great is the mystery of godliness.
Yes.
God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory.
And the mystery of iniquity, which is what we just read, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2,
yes, sir,
and verse 4.
Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God,
you see,
or that is worshipped, so that he as God
is seated in the temple of God,
showing himself that he is God.
Now, by the time you come to verse 4 here, where he's making reference to, you will now see that by this time, the spirit now fully incarnates a human being. And just as the mystery of godliness, by the time he said God was manifest in the flesh, that is when God himself also come to fully incarnate in a man.
Hallelujah.
And then to fulfill the prophecy that he gave in the Garden of Eden, Genesis chapter 3, verse 15.
Genesis 3, 15.
Yes.
And I will put enmity between thee and the woman.
Between who?
The woman and the serpent.
But read it from verse 14.
And the Lord God said unto the serpent,
to the serpent,
because thou hast done this,
because you have done this, serpent,
thou art cursed above all cattle,
yes,
and above every beast of the field.
Uh-huh.
Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life.
Okay.
And I'll put enmity between thee and the woman.
Between thee, serpent, between you, serpent, and the woman.
And between thy seed and her seed.
The serpent, you are going to have seed. And the woman is going to have a seed. The woman is not Eve. Neither is the woman Mary. The woman is the woman in Revelation chapter 12. And so that is the seed of the woman. And Galatians chapter 4 lets us know that that seed is Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So that prophecy in Genesis 3:15, the seed of the serpent is that same one. It's one seed. It is that Antichrist. That The book of Revelation chapter 13, that is letting us identify him.
Number
it is
of a
the
man.
Number of a man.
Hallelujah.
So he said, yes, wisdom. So you need revelation from above. You need extra wisdom to know the geometry, the numerology of God. God's arithmetic. Mm. God's numerology to now know who is that religious person that will fit, that by the time you calculate whatever is associated with him, you will get 666.
Wow.
So it is a man. It's not just a teaching. A teaching is the product of those connected to that spirit, which will eventually come and incubate a man fully. And you will see how a man can be wicked. And his target is Israel.
Hallelujah.
Because that is to fulfill Genesis 3:15.
Genesis 3:15, yes, sir. Oh, Jesus. Thank you so much, sir.
So I hope Dr. Ebert Damina will correct his understanding.
He had better. So that means there's the Antichrist spirit.
Yes.
This spirit produces teachings.
Produces teachings.
And then this spirit will incarnate a man.
Yes, because if you notice, 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
Yes, sir.
That is the identity.
Okay.
What did he say from verse 2?
From verse 2. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through
Who was serpent? Serpent, therefore, was the seed, product of that
the Antichrist.
Spirit, the Antichrist spirit.
Was the vessel used.
Yes, was the vessel used. So the vessel used is the seed, referred to as the seed. God too had a vessel he used, referred to as the seed of the woman. The same thing also, Satan has a vessel that he used. In the Garden of Eden, the same way as it happened in the Garden of Eden, so also it will happen as the program will be rounding up.
Amen.
So what is the identification? He preached
another gospel
to Eve. The same thing now, he will preach another gospel to the church of Jesus Christ. Remember that it will bruise the heel of the seed of the woman, and the seed of the woman will
bruise his head.
The progress of the church, that is what you call the gates of hell. They are the activities of the Antichrist spirit, using men. And among the things is to cause confusion in the church. But Jesus said, the gate of hell shall not prevail.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much, sir. In fact, you without controversy, this is settled.
It's a man, though. It's a man.
Yeah, thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much.
But that man teaches error.
Yes, sir.
So yes, sir. Even the error is his identification. It's identification of a man.
Yeah.
That is why I say he came from, he was top, he left, he was, how did he put it? They went out from us, but they were not of us.
Yes,
for
sir.
If they had been of us,
they would no doubt have continued with us.
They would no doubt have continued with us. Isaiah chapter 8. Verse 20, what does it say?
To the law and to the prophets, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them.
You see, and we know that he's the author of darkness.
That's right.
Okay. Serpent was cursed because he preached another gospel. So he's a man. Then he was an animal. He's always using
a vessel.
Vessels. Now you notice that was the original sin. God warned his children, don't eat, that is, don't listen, don't fellowship with these three. It's Satan, error. But they did. So what is it? You will now notice in Galatians chapter 1.
Yes, sir.
From verse 6.
Galatians 1:6 says, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Uh-huh. As you said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed.
So you see, was that better not cursed?
It was.
For doing what?
Preaching another gospel.
It is not the gospel that was Antichrist. It was the vessel. Mm. The Antichrist is a man, oh,
amen,
that Satan will use.
Hallelujah.
And his identity is the preaching of error. Mm. And even now, he's using people and preaching error. I hope, Evan Damina, you are not one of them. I pray you are not one of them. I pray because you look sincere. I pray that you will revisit your revelation and listen to me and be humble enough and be sincere too.
That's right.
Don't be proud to change. I see you are a humble person because you are changing a lot of your teachings, just like I have changed mine too, in the light of further revelation.
Hallelujah.
But it depends on it, on where you are hearing from. Further revelation may be further error. God bless you.
Thank you so much, sir. And we trust that the bride of Christ is established on this, that 666 is not a teaching, it's a person.
It's a person.
Thank you so much. It doesn't end there, sir. In fact, the next video we're about to play for you, the next statement he made, in fact, to me, is more serious than the first. Because this is Rapture Watch. And we watch before the rapture, even after the rapture, so that we will know God's agenda.
You know, it just occurred to me. Is Christ a man?
Yes, sir, he is.
Why will Antichrist not be a man?
Hey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It takes two men to fight now.
Amen. Amen.
So Christ is a man. Antichrist will be a man.
Simple. Simple. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much.
And they all have their marks. Mm. There is the mark for Christ.
That's right.
And there's a mark for the Antichrist.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. In this short period of time, you've established this interesting topic. Now, Dr. Ebel Damina says, there is no tribulation after the rapture.
You know, you didn't prepare my mind before this.
Yes, sir.
So please, you know, these things get clearer and clearer and clearer. I don't know what that is. I'm just pissed off. I just wish, if I had known all this, maybe I would have gone deeper. You know, this is because when I said he's a man, what did the Bible say? God was in Christ.
Doing what? Reconciling
things. Well, who is Antichrist? Satan in a man.
Hallelujah.
You know, fighting against Christ.
The program of God.
The program of God. Hmm. Nothing more. Mm-hmm. Mm. Antichrist is Satan in a man.
So even if he did not prepare
Emmanuel.
You've given a very
Christ is Emmanuel.
Amen.
God.
God with us.
With us.
Antichrist is Satan with us.
Satan physically. With us. Physical. In a man. God. Yes, using man. He is also using man. Mm. Christ and Antichrist. They are men, no? Amen. And they are no woman. They are men.
Sir, even if it came in an impromptu manner, I think you've given a very clear
I pray so. I hope
no,
so.
No, sir.
I hope so.
I am very certain you did.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Ebel Damina says there is no tribulation after the rapture. Let's sit back.
Why he enter? When he pray that he makes the rapture.
All right,
if sir. Not, the what do you call it? The manifestation is the interpretation.
Okay, let's listen to Dr. Ebel Damina concerning the rapture.
So John 5, where we just read, I'd like us to do the pretext of that scripture. John 5 from 19.
Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise.
20.
For the Father loveth the Son, and sheweth him all things that himself doeth. And he will shew him greater works than these, that he may marvel.
21.
For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will.
Hmm.
For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son.
So the background here is raising the dead. Give me that 23 again.
That all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him.
Now, observe the word all judgment, the word krisis. The Father has committed all judgment to the Son. All judgment is the word krisis, the noun for judging. That means all judgment has been given to the Son to be put in place for the Son. And it will be a function of what the Son has done. Give me verse 24. Please pay attention.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life.
He is calling it resurrection from the dead. He will quicken. What the Son will do, he that believes in him will not be distinguished from that resurrection. Look at it. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death to life. Give me the pretext in verse 23. Pay attention to 23. That all men should honor the Son. Give me 22. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. 21. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so, Kabayada, the Son quickeneth whom he will. The Father raised the Son, but believers are raised in the Son. Please stay with me. That's the proaction of God. Now, verse 25. That John 5 is heavy.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live.
They that hear. Two things. In verse 24, you heard. And you will not come into condemnation. So, two things. Verse 24 is salvation. Verse 25 is resurrection of dead bodies. Number one, salvation. Number two, resurrection. Verse 26.
For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself.
Oh, what does the Father have? Somebody shout, life only. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. The Father has only life. There's no death in the Father. Eternal life. Let me ask you, eternal life, incarnation or resurrection? Resurrection. Now verse 27. Read 27 for me.
And hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man.
To execute krisis, judgment. 28 and 29.
Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice.
29.
And shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation.
Pay attention. They will be raised unto damnation. Resurrection does not mean life. Resurrection does not mean life. Hey. A man can be raised and he is still dead. That's why Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Two different things. So that's why some people will be raised to damnation. That they are raised doesn't mean they have life. Their resurrection will be to damnation. And there are those that will be raised to life everlasting. So resurrection does not mean life. Please, that's important. Take note of that. Brought out for damnation. Brought out for condemnation. A decision they made that now permanently distinguishes them. Damnation. A decision they made. That means in this instance, death and life will be distinguished. Notice that The resurrection to life and damnation happens at the same time. Did you observe? Did you observe that both happened at the same time? Resurrection to life, resurrection to damnation at the same time. It's not like after believers are raptured, then Antichrist will come out and take over the world and control. No! Resurrection to life and damnation happens at the same time. Meaning, after the rapture, there's no continuation. This world ends. There's no world ruler coming to take anywhere. Don't let all those movie industries mess up your theology. It's one event. One event. Resurrection to life. He that believeth is not condemned. One time. The same time. He that believeth not is same time. Same thing in resurrection to life. Resurrection to damnation. It's not one event. Then after many years, another event. No. It's going to happen at the same time. So the rapture is the end of the world. The rapture is the end of the world. So we find out that judgment is in the resurrection to life, and judgment is in the resurrection to condemnation. That's why Mark 16:15 puts it like this.
And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Next verse.
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Yes.
But he that believeth not shall be
damned. Did you see the way it is combined together? Once you believe and you are baptized, you are saved. Once you don't believe, you are damned. Every time you see them, they are together. They are not two different events separated by time. They are not. And the reason why I'm hollering like this is because this thing I'm dealing with has messed up so many things in the theological world because of money makers who want to just make money, creating a storyline that produces fear all over the place. What will you do if you miss the rapture? Have you had a message like that before? 5 things to do if you miss the rapture. 14 things to do if you miss the rapture. If you miss the rapture, you have missed. And the only reason why you missed the rapture was because you didn't believe in Jesus. Faith in Christ is rapture. Glory to God. Faith that whosoever shall not perish but have. Exactly. That's rapture. Rapture is faith in Christ. Rapture is not a threat.
Faith in Christ is rapture. Wow. I'm so short of words to say, sir.
I don't even know. If you take a break, I'll be able to digest together because my head is scattered.
All right. Let's have a short break to digest this. I will not call it wine. To digest this that's comfort from Dr. Ibrahim Damina. We'll be right back.